What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Backliners podcast, Agro and Barracuda, as per usual. Today, joined by Haddix. You might be noticing that things are a little bit different. I am remote. I'm in Pittsburgh right now. I'm not even at my mom's house or anything. I'm at my friend's house. We were playing some board games. The show's got to go on. A huge week in the SPL. So apologies if my audio sucks, when my video freezes, when I move it around and make you all nauseous like this. That's just kind of how it is this week. So hopefully it isn't too horrible. Also, Barra had to do all of the stream stuff this week. He had to set up the stream key, fit us in our overlays, get us in a Discord call. And Barra, I think you only panicked to me at least, you only panicked three times or something like that.
Yeah, I've been panicked about 80% of the day, I'll be honest. I was like, how am I supposed to set everything up? How do I do the pre-post screen? What do I do?
And I tried to tell you that
you're too smart, man. You gotta
the work behind the scenes, you know. But now I'm worthless. What use am I if Barracuda can do it all now? I'm a little worried about my status.
I can't do the hosting like you do. I can do the analyzing, you know, but no one can host as well as you do. I don't know why I'm complimenting you right now. This is weird. I'm off my game, dude.
You guys didn't even play today, right? Is that right? I'm looking at the schedule.
Yeah, we didn't play today.
So what's the excuse, Barry?
I had a long morning. I've been streaming for about 7 hours, and then I'm ready to do this podcast with you. The games today were, they were actually pretty bad games today. And then I played some ranked games in Fed, and I played an assault game in Fed, and I played an arena game in Fed. So I've had a good day today, I will say.
Yeah, sounds like you were kind of going off, if you ask me. I don't know. The usual day for you. Okay, so I didn't watch any SPL this week. Well, that's not exactly true. I think I watched a grand total of 10 minutes of gameplay.
That's pretty good.
Across the whole weekend. Good, yeah. So obviously I know exactly what the meta is. Mm-hmm. I know all the builds now. I know all the results. I do actually know the results, but that's only because I wrote it down. Biggest week in the SPL, and I can't believe I missed it. Unlucky timing for me. But tell me, before we even get into results and games and that kind of stuff, Haddix, I guess we can start with you. How different was this week in the SPL compared to last week? How fresh did the midseason patch make it feel?
This patch is, in my opinion, I think Season 8 was basically a whole new Smite again. And then this patch feels like Season 8 over again. You know what I mean? The midseason patch kind of, shook up everything. I think boots change, everything. It's, it's completely shifted how, everything works again. Everything has become viable. But that's kind of how it feels usually, on new patches. Everything seems kind of good. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, I think boots change and a lot of other changes, it kind of opens up the viability of, everything right now.
Yeah, I was driving and listening to the audio only version of the cast. I think you played an Odin game, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And didn't Final K play three Odin games this weekend or something like that? How did that god get to be good again? He played at least two, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I guess we both played two of them. I don't know. I think it's just right now with boots being removed, it's kind of beneficial to a lot of solos. Same with Odin, where you can just rush mystical first item or any breastplate first item. Because before, he doesn't have the greatest trades in lane. He still doesn't. I mean, I picked it into Osiris, rough time. it's just first item. Not having boots is very good for Odin. So you can just go breastplate, mystical, and you can actually trade. And you're fine. It's just way better for him. Very good into the backliners right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense to me. Is Mystical Rush just the de facto best thing to be doing in solo right now?
Nah, I don't think so. It's definitely up there, but it's definitely not the best. It just depends on the god that you're playing.
Okay.
But it's definitely up there.
It's Mystical and Breastplate. I'm assuming some Fighters Mask gods?
Yeah, there's Mask, Axe, Bluestone, Mystical, Breastplate, Stone Cutting. That's about it, though. I haven't really seen any Tainted or Death Toll. Seems kind of weird, but yeah, it's pretty variable right now.
Barry, how about over in... I froze again on the video. Don't worry. Absolutely beautiful. Top-tier production, as always, here on the Backliners podcast. Barry, what about over in ADC? What was kind of the meta this weekend?
I think the bow builds meta. There was a lot of Artemis gameplay this weekend, kind of these steroid hunters were showing off. Some teams like the Viathans are still playing the, I would say, older patch of Dan's, Chiron. They still play those picks a lot, running down duo. I think as the... I think literally every day as the weekend went on, we saw the meta evolve and the meta shift towards, like, teams finding out what's good. And I do think it was kind of unlucky for us that we had to play Friday and then immediately play Saturday afterwards, because I feel like if we were able to watch more gameplay and just more things develop, I feel like we would have done a lot better against Titans. I feel like they outdrafted us a lot on Saturday. But as far as ADC goes, I think steroid hunters are really good. I think a few non-steroid hunters are good, but the bow build, in my opinion, is just really good. There is situationally crit builds, but I think it's mainly bow build and, yeah, a few crit builds here and there.
Yeah, so unlucky that you guys had to play the first 2 days. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't have gone, 2-0 this weekend. Yeah, so unlucky. Vera, how are you complaining when you guys didn't win the set?
Our Titan set was so close. In my opinion, we should have lost that Titan set. Like, there were some games and some fights where I'm like, I don't know how we're possibly winning this. Like, I think there was like two or three fights where Scary didn't get his ult off, and I'm pretty sure if he gets his ult off, we just lose. He was Kali, by the way. Kind of an impactful. Oh, by the way, Kali is back at Aggro. Okay. So,
or is there that?
Yeah, love Kali metas. Woohoo!
Well, Dwayne, I saw JMac tweet that Kali's 0-4 this weekend. Is that true?
Yeah, but.
It sounds like she sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it also wasn't really piloted too well.
Yeah.
You mean people forgot that their ult makes them not die? God,
it's,
I hate
it's been a while, man. That god's been gone for a while.
Yeah, it has. Okay, so yeah, give me the meta changes, I suppose, so you covered ADC. It's mostly bow build, non-steroid, or steroid hunters with bow build. Kali's back in jungle. Is it auto attackers across the board, or is it just Kali that's back? I saw Sam play Thor a little bit, but I kind of wish I hadn't. He had a bit of a rough
game. Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think he's picking that again.
Yeah, I don't think Thor looks particularly good, though. I don't know. You know, Sam just didn't have his best game that game, I think. Let me remedy that. Sam's teammates did not set him up for the success that they needed. Sam played as well as he possibly could have given the situation, but his team sucks, and that's all you can do.
Terrible team.
What else is in jungle right now?
I think jungle is across the board, kind of. I don't know if people don't know what's good, or if it's more jungle is kind of each team trying to figure out what works for their own style of gameplay. We saw a few teams gravitating towards auto attackers. We see teams going for more setup style junglers. Not really anything meta defining. I mean, there's like a few top tier picks, obviously, in jungle, but I don't think there's anyone that's like, I really have to like pick this pick or we lose.
Okay. Haddix, do you feel the same way about junglers?
Yeah. I don't think there really is anything super OP in jungle right now. I mean, I guess like, you know, there's definitely like some top tier picks, but overall, I don't think that they're game winning as there are in other roles right now, for sure.
Okay. What should I be playing in mid whenever I queue up? Let me guess. Zeus still sucks.
I mean, you know, Ben was on the podcast. Well,
yeah, you guys have Ben, right?
I don't know if you can say that.
You know, hey, who knows? Zeus could maybe be good, all right? We don't want to rule it out.
We'll see.
Right, right. We don't want to rule it out.
Baba Yaga seems pretty good right now. There's a few like lifesteal, mage brawling builds that are coming out. I think mid's kind of like jungle where people don't really know exactly what's OP. Hebo came out this weekend with lifesteal builds. I think maybe someone went a lifesteal build on like Ryzen, which is like the Bancroft's Typhons, that kind of just like ultra brawling, like dual build, I guess.
That build sucks for Raijin. Can we go, like, I'm sick of seeing it on Raijin, man. Maybe it popped off this weekend and I'm going to look real dumb. But historically, I think that build has absolutely sucked on that guy.
With the lifesteal build?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so I'm not a mid laner, but I don't know about that.
Really? You really feel like
that build's looking pretty good.
You don't think that the proc build feels worse to play against? Like, if they're going like.
Yeah, but what do you mean by the proc build?
like,
I mean, they're still going Reaver.
Okay, I guess not. I think there's room for Reaver with Lifesteal.
Yeah, they're just losing out on Magus, I'm pretty sure. Unless they do go it.
Well, I mean, it's Lifesteal, so well, I feel like...
It is Lifesteal.
Yeah, maybe they're going it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they go Gem. They go Gem, Typhon's, Bankross.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think so. And then they get Reaver.
Interesting. That feels like you're... I can't imagine that feels a lot better than going, like, coin up my camera froze at a really awkward time. Let me see that. I feel like going, like, Charon's into Magus into Reaver into, like, Rod has got to feel better than going Typhon's Bankrofts. But I'm a... I'm a Typhon's Bankrofts hater. I hate it. Well, I'm a Bankrofts hater. Typhon's is good. Bankrofts sucks.
I feel like Rod early would feel bad, though, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's expensive, but once you get it, you just, like, one-tap people so easily.
I mean, maybe. Typhon's Bankrofts also gives you a lot of power, right? Because they work off each other.
Yep.
Yeah, it is a lot of power. And it's the same pen for Typhon's, but I feel like I'd rather have... But it's more pen... Like, if you're thinking about two-item pairings of coin plus Rod versus Typhon's plus Bankrofts, it's you get 20% more pen from the coin Rod build, and you get the Rod passive, which I think is just better than having Lifesteal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rod is in that build as well. There's probably two different builds, but people are also fitting Rod into the Lifesteal build right now.
Interesting. It's so weird for me to think in of terms of builds of like not having to worry about boots. Like I'm like, how can I have room for Typhon's and Bankrofts and Magus and Rod and like it's Reaver and all this stuff, but I guess maybe you can. I don't know.
Dude, carries are getting literally every broken item in the game they want right now. It's actually crazy.
Yeah, carry and mid, I'm pretty sure, are the two best roles right now, and I'm pretty sure every other role got worse.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I think. Meerkat's a prophet. I remember he told me at the start of this patch, he said that it'll be better for tanks early. And then worse late. And, you know, I disagreed with him. I said, you know what? Hey, this feels good to me. And then I played SPL this weekend and I got one tapped off of one CC. So now I'm starting to understand that carries do a lot of damage when they get every item they want. And yeah, it doesn't matter how many prots you have. You're dying instantly. Yeah.
Do you think it's too much power, too much percent pen, too much flat pen? What do you think is causing that?
It's probably just too much. Like, the proc items are so good right now. Like, the fact that mages are getting, like, I mean, that lifesteal build seems pretty strong, but like, Rod just seems really strong. Reaver is really strong. Gem is really strong. It's just a lot of extra damage on top of Kins and Oboe. If you can fit that, like, you're literally getting hit by like four or five proc items in a fight on top of getting sundered. So it's just like you're dead instantly. And it's not even like, mainly ability damage, it's just proc items, it feels like. It's crazy.
All right, so the proc's feeling pretty good. Barry, you think that you said carries and mids are pretty good right now?
Yeah, they feel pretty good.
Say it, Barry, say it.
I just feel like we're talking to Agro just sitting in his bathroom right now.
Okay, I'm in my friend's room.
I feel like I'm just sitting on the toilet. We're just talking about...
We're having a one-on-one conversation right now. We're right there.
Yeah, it's an intimate conversation. Wait, you want me to lay down on the bed? I'm on his bed.
Yeah, that's
fine. He doesn't have a... Just get nice and comfy, you know, all the way down.
Your camera freezes like every 5 minutes. I just have tears coming out.
Dude, we're right there with you. This is great.
Yeah, you know, we'll have a little pillow talk right here. Just like that. That's perfect. All right, Maya.
Yeah, I think having a bad version of Thorns is kind of unhealthy right now. As a carry player, it feels stupid to say that, but I feel like with Nemean being as weak as it is, with Shell being as weak as it is, and with Thorns being as weak as it is, a lot of tanks just fall off late game, like really hard. And I was a witness to watching Haddix die instantly, and I'm like, I checked his build and he's got like 300 damage prone. I'm like, how is he possibly dying in like 2 seconds? But you literally auto attack for like 250 white damage plus all of your yellow damage as an ADC late game, and it's just, I don't know, it feels so strong right now.
Yeah, look, it's a good time to be a backliner, you know what I mean?
You're loving it.
That's what the podcast is all about. And you know what else the podcast is all about, Barra? It's all about making sure that you are
in your bedroom.
Yeah, your alone time in your bedroom is as comfortable as it could possibly be. And no better way to make sure that happens than with Manscaped. We have to give a quick shout out to all the Backliners fans. We did get our partnership with Manscaped extended. It was all because of the crazy support that you guys gave us. So thank you. And that means you get even more fantastic reads from us. Unfortunately, my read today, not going to be fantastic, but I've got something cooking in the works, but I do have something for you. So this is critical. If you want to go to manscaped.com right now and support us, the code isn't working right now. But if you're listening to this, maybe it will. So depending on when this came out,
real quick,
all that kind of stuff.
I think yes. The code back is working. I think Beeline is not working. I'm pretty sure back is working.
I think Bera lied to you.
Okay, that's fine. We can continue.
I was good attempt, Bera, but I think you just completely messed me up.
Oh no.
The best way to do it is to go to manscaped.com/back. That's how you can support us right now. If the code Beeline doesn't work, go to manscaped.com/back, BACK. But if you're listening to this, it's been a couple weeks or a couple days, and you wanted to try and use the code Beeline is the way to do it. BLINE. And that's, again, in the future. But right now, if you want to get 20% off and free shipping, go to manscaped.com/back. That's 20% off plus free shipping with manscaped.com/BACK. Achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped. Bera, would you describe your current state as pubic glory?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello.
I had to look down.
Really?
Did my reception cut out?
No. Yeah. I was just checking out my glory down there real quick.
I wish I could drip into the glory club.
Hey,
what was the code again?
That's code Beeline, BLINE. Okay. Or nice. Right now, that's not working right now. You got to go to manscaped.com/back. Again, thanks everyone for all the support. It is the best way to support the podcast.
Also,
you guys,
Vin did get one, Haddix. If you guys want to share.
I mean,
give each other some tips.
Listen, I don't see why not.
I mean, sharing is caring.
It is.
Sharing is caring, but also using our code more is caring for us. So maybe, you know, it's a tough
try it out. You know, test run.
Right. A test run into buying your own. I think that's a really good look for sure. All right. Let's get into the SPL games because, like I said, I didn't get a chance to watch any. So I want to know what happened. I did write them down at the very least. So Friday, we kicked it off with Dragons versus Leviathans. Like I said, I did watch some of that set where Sam was playing Thor in particular. Mm-hmm. But what kind of happened in that set? That must have been a fun set to watch since it was like the first one on the patch.
Yeah, like I said, Leviathans are kind of running the same old as they do. Just kind of like figuring out something that works. I think I would say Dragons looked a bit lost and played a bit down. Mm-hmm. I think Dragons are way better than they did show. Also, Dude, if that game was Sunday, I feel like the picks and bans would have been completely different. Like,
oh, definitely, right? I mean, if it was the first set, like,
yeah, it's so crazy.
Right.
And I think PCAT, I think that was the game where PCAT got what's normally done to the ADC play to, or on the enemy team, he got it done to him.
He got the boat treatment.
Yeah, he did not have fun that set, or one of those games. Mm. I remember that in particular. But I think Leviathan just played cleaner and got the dub. I don't remember the games in particular. I just remember PCAT. I was laughing because, I mean, you don't see PCAT normally getting that treatment, and it was nice for me. As someone who has to play against Dragons, dual lane, and Sam, who comes over whenever he wants, it was nice, you know? I enjoyed that.
I'm sure that people don't think the same about you, Baron, like how much attention Lazra pays to dual lane.
Definitely not.
How often Jake is like tower, like just sitting under people's towers all the time, maybe moving behind people's towers in order to dive them.
I mean, that's just the vote treatment. I mean, if you're against vote, you have to do that to him.
Okay. All right.
How does vote always get that treatment, though?
I don't know.
Probably because
really,
it's
well,
mid tree or on like 150 p.
True.
That's what I was going to say. I think maybe I did have an idea. All right, then you guys went up against the Kings. Paddocks, talk to me about that set. Break it down for me. What happened?
The Kings set. What do we even play?
Okay.
I know the game that we lost.
Okay. All I remember is that I learned what I did wrong in these sets, and I blanked out of my memory because I remember on the pot like. Or the post interview, they asked me like, "Oh, what did you do in that game?" I forgot, honestly, dude. I just whenever you lose, I just blank it out after I learned. But what do we even do, man? I forgot.
I just remember game two, they went the most cringe comp I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, my memory's back up to date. Yeah, we walked into like a hard like it's a double guardian with like an unkillable backline that wants to be dove. When like Hebo Artemis with like double peel, so if you ever went on them, that you just like instantly die. Which is also what Titans copied and did to us. Maybe they didn't copy it, but you know, they also Hebo Artemis inspired, let's say like that. Yeah.
Right. What guardians were they playing? Did they have a jungle guardian or did you have to lane against one?
No, I laned against one. They went Terra Sobek. The Terra did not go well. The Sobek went fine because you know, you just pluck anything with that comp, and I think they had a Fender that game as well, right?
Yep. We had no targets, and I went Aussie. I was Hachi, and I was going the build, and I was like, I want to be able to outbox the Fender in teamfight, so I went Aussie, and then we were diving, so I'm like, this is a terrible purchase. I don't know why I bought Aussie. And so then I auto-attacked. Oh, yeah, Harry went, like, double Fizzy. He had 200 Fizz Prots at, like, 12 minutes, so I auto-attacked him for 70 when he rotated over. That was great. I don't remember game one. Remember game one at all, Haddocks? I remember game two, and then game two was their cringe comp. Game three, we stomped them through to Phoenix and then won like a minute or two
later. I think, game one we had, that's when I busted Odin. They top threed.
Oh, yeah.
What? They top threed Erlang, Chiron, and Amir, I think, and then they picked Merlin fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just double Odin their backline and they just died every fight. It was.
Right. I think I saw a minute of that game. Ven played Morgan.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Yeah. I think I remember that one.
Honestly, double Guardians is pretty good with that backline, especially when you can't dive them. But it was just like, it was just mainly bad because we just had no targets in like both of those games. The Titans and the Kings said that we lost. We just had no targets in those. Because it's just, it's so hard to go on that back line and the front line because they want you to go on both of them. It's just kind of weird.
What
kind of got comp diffed.
Is Sobek solo back? Please tell me no.
Ooh, you know.
I hope not.
I mean, listen, who knows, right? Who really knows?
Okay, man. All right.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Like, you know, Sobek, you know, he's Sobek, you know, like, hey.
He is Sobek. Okay. That god is just impervious to nerfs, in my opinion. Like, you would have to fundamentally change the kit in order to make him not really good at a competitive level.
I don't think he's that great in support. He's definitely better in solo than he is support right now, in my opinion. But I think the issue to me is just because of the boots change. I don't know. I think overall solo got like a lot less aggressive. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's really hard to know about like anything because we're only like a week or so into the patch. And no matter how many scrims or ranked games you play, you don't really know. But overall, people are rushing like a Fizzy item first, and it's working out pretty well. So, you know, it feels like overall you have a lot less of a kill opportunity or like a kill window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And gods that can abuse mystical mail feel pretty good. And Sobek is definitely one of those.
Yep.
Also, you know, you run a little Sunder, you Sunder someone, they kind of die.
Yep. Yeah. Any, good. I'm assuming a lot of Sunder pickups this weekend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sunder newbie, bro.
Meditation or Bracer of Radiance pickups?
I don't think I saw any.
No, no way anyone built those.
Unlucky.
I think Radiance is like way too small, and the buffs aren't even that strong on it. So it's like take up a relic slot for that, especially when there's Sunder on the game. You know, no one's picking that up, bro.
Right. Yeah, Sunder seems to definitely be good. Yeah.
Yeah,
Let's go with good.
Yeah.
Good.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Sunder's good.
Real good.
Vera, I had a question for you. Oh, how does you played Hachi, so I guess he can't feel that bad. He got some buffs in midseason, right? Does he feel like he's one of the better hunters again?
I think he's pretty good. Depending on the team comp, depending on their ADC, I think he is a very good pick situationally. I don't think he's like a top tier, but I think he's relatively good. I think his DPS in team fights is slightly worse. Sometimes his kill secure is bad. I think he's just like a mediocre hunter, but he's really good sometimes.
Is he like an algae of hunters?
Yeah, basically.
He's just like always average, always balanced?
Yep.
Yeah, he's kind of chilling. What was I going to say? There was something else. I can't remember. I'm bad at this whenever I'm not at
Chablanc?
My desk. Yeah, is he is X-Ball just beasting on people or what?
He feels really good. I mean, I think the hunters that you can come online, like X-Ball and Armus, we saw a lot of play, or I played a lot of X-Ball, and other people play a lot of Armus. I think gods before that would come online between like 12 and 15 minutes come online at 5 minutes now. So if you have those kind of kits coming online way sooner, then those characters just accelerate. Like, they just get so much better.
Makes sense to me. Bear, did you see that Gormizer stat, I think it was from last week, that you have the highest player god combo in SPL history? Do you know that?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Played Jing Wei more than any other player has played any individual god in SPL.
Yeah, I'm beating Adapting by one.
Yeah, that's super cringy. Can we talk about how cringy that is?
I'm beating him by one.
It is kind of embarrassing.
It doesn't matter.
He's cringy
bro.
For
You're
picking
leading?
Thor.
Okay, I don't know about that.
It's not,
bro.
Thor is
IP.
No, he is Thor's dog right now, man.
Okay, he's right now. Man. Adapting's retired.
Oh, dog. So what, man? You've got the most, and it's on Jing Wei. Like,
Jing Wei's OP.
Cringiest god.
Okay.
Right. Jing was OP, and now she's just cringe, and you're still locking her in.
You know what? Nika told me the other day that North American players are weird for thinking Jing is a beta pick. You know what? I agree with him.
Name three ways in which you agree with him.
He's right. He's right, and he's right.
Okay, that's one reason. Go with number two, maybe?
That sounded like three. You see, when you get knocked up, you can dash in. You can also ultimate in.
Oh.
Okay, you can.
And I can also... that's three. That's three.
Okay, yeah, that's three.
That's
I'll give you that three.
So do you pick Janeway to dominate the other person, or what?
Yeah.
What's the reason behind it, usually?
Normally... Yeah. Every time I'm picking it is to dominate lane, and then if I don't dominate lane, it's either my support's fault, my jungler's fault, my mid laner's fault, or my soloer's fault.
What if you pick a secure fire giant? Is that good?
I'm gonna turn off the stream.
Or is it bad?
I'm turning off the stream, dude. I can't believe you.
Oh my god.
Hey, listen, man. It's okay. We didn't need it anyway.
No, dude. So you can't just do that to me.
You didn't need the fire giant anyway, man. Don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah. I was taking fire, and I did 300 damage, man. What do you want?
I want you to keep auto-attacking it so that you can do more than 300 damage.
Look, I said secure, and then I ulted.
Dude, I just remember zoning people, and I was thinking, man, I should really Hurt all this fire giant. I feel like it's going to happen. No, I trust my team. I'll keep zoning, and then I don't hear the FG sound, and I just know it's gone.
Wait, what do you mean got it?
I think Giannis. He was like the one person I got in, and he portaled in.
Yeah, I mean, if only I had like kept auto attacking it.
Yeah, I don't know what else we could have done there, really.
I don't think there was anything to
do. But it's okay, it's in the past, also, we won, so like no one remembers it.
PBM said in chat, every game Bear has ever picked Jing versus me is set in his tier 2 from 5 minutes until 30 minutes. I do that against them literally on every pick. What do you mean?
Yeah, that doesn't help your argument a whole lot.
In every pick? Okay, when I was Chiron against them, I literally didn't leave my tier 1. Sam was coming over, hovering at PCAT's tier 1. What do you want me to do? What?
No, I think you played that one. I think you played that one well, for sure. What?
PVM will also rotate behind my purple buffs. You know, what are you doing in your tier 1, Barra?
What? Barra, he's just upset that you aren't feeding into him, because that's just what he wants.
That is what he wants.
He wants you to walk up that lane so you can die over and over again and get a lead.
That's why I'm
giving it to him. He's upset.
I can't die. I'm not going to die. I'm just going to keep picking Jing against him.
He's just mad.
And then getting Dan's rocketed.
If you pick Jing, his mental goes downwards trend instantly.
You're just gonna keep expanding your lead. No one's ever gonna catch you on player god combo. In the slight history books, it's gonna be Barra and Jing Wei right next to each other, and that's just gonna have to be your legacy. You know what I mean?
I have to get to 100, right? I mean, 4 more. Like I'm so close.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How many games do you have next week?
4, actually. You know, well, we have 2, and then so 4. You know?
Okay. Yep. That's 4 easy Jing Wei picks. Easy Jing Wei picks.
My soul was way lower than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you played season 3. You pretty much only played Jing Wei and Soul.
They were the most OP picks, I will be honest.
Well, Soul was very OP. Not in meta. She's either in meta or not, right? She's never like really pickable.
I don't think I've picked her a lot for like 2 years. 2 or 3, I think.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me that's pretty low on the list, and I would have guessed that adapting Thor would be right up there, so I think that was kind of as expected. All right, let's talk Saturday's games. Warriors versus Leviathans. It was a 2-0 for the Leviathans. I did not see any of this. Run me through it. What happened?
That happened after our set, and we talked for like 3 or 4 hours after our set, so their set was going on in the middle. Game 1, I think they just got completely stomped and obliterated. Game 2, I think they fought back a little bit, but I think Cubo was playing Kali game 2, and playing Kali on high ping just looks abysmal. I don't know how you would ever get do anything with that pick. It just looks awful. I don't know if Warriors are going to be. I don't know. They just need to come as soon as possible. It's. I don't know, man. It's so sad for me watching
Mavs
and Warriors play. Like, I know these teams are way better than they're showing, and I don't know. The ping situation is what it is, but like, I don't know. I'm just sad about it.
Yeah, I'll retweet all that. All right, you guys play the Titans on Saturday, so you guys get the victory 2-1. Run me through that one. What happened there? I won't ask how, because he learns and then he wipes his memory banks. So and I've learned better. So Barry, it's on you.
I think I played Hachi game 1 and we ended up winning that game. And oh yeah. I got the 1v1 and Osiris over and over again. And that man went Bumbas and a lot of physical defense on him, and he stomped me over and over again. So basically, I would box him for a while in the fight and then ult into their back line and try to do damage there because I could never kill the Osiris, which we ended up winning that game. I think Van had a huge Mori flank in mid and ended up killing Cyclone. Cyclone was Artemis. Ended up killing Cyclone. Mm. And then game 2, I was Shablonk, and they again had a pretty tanky Osiris. I don't really remember what happened in game 2.
I'm pretty sure game 2, it was like a really long back and forth game. Until like we lost some fight at Fire Giant or something.
We lost like a Phoenix or 2. Oh, that was a game I wanted to run down mid, and we called it off. I think we had like a tiny window to run down mid in the game, but we didn't go for it. We ended up losing that game. Scary, I think, played really well in Loki that game. And then game 3, I think we should have lost game 3. Scary, again, that was the game. He played Kali and had like 2 or 3 times where he didn't get his ult off in fights, and we kind of just won because of that. And the end of the game, I think they had Fire. They were on our mid-Phoenix. Jake got a Ymir freeze on Scary, one-tap Scary, and then we killed Paul, and I think we killed... Oh yeah, that was it, and then we chased him up to their mid-Phoenix, and then we killed Cyclone, and then we ended the game. And
wait. Was that the game that last was on Sukkot?
Yeah, wait. No, I think that was game one. Wait.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait, who do we play first?
Wait, that was Kings. That was Kings. That was BMT. Dude,
who do we play first? We played Kings last week.
You played the Kings.
Wait, no, we played Kings first and then Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that the Kings set last. That was you're talking about that. Yeah, you're talking about the other set, I'm pretty sure.
No, dude, that was Titans set. We killed Scary, he was Kali, and then we chased up and killed Paul, bro, he was Hebo, and then
who even remembers their sets, honestly, like
apparently you don't.
Nah, listen, man, all I know is this is probably my worst week and I forgot it. All right.
And you guys are too well, so who cares?
Yeah. The miracle of teamwork or something for this weekend. I don't know how we won some of those games. I think we got all drafted most of the weekend. I think we had a good grasp on the meta, but I think we had...
Well, they had a counter to our meta, I feel like.
Yeah, and we should have lost.
We came in with a pretty firm meta and like what we liked.
Yep.
And we came in a little bit experimental as well, you know, giving people some characters we probably shouldn't be giving them.
Mm.
But yeah, they just had a counter to what we were playing.
Yep.
Surprisingly. Also, yeah, how did we even lose, dude? Like, we had really bad target selection. That was a really big issue. Because, like, even though some of their frontliners would be unkillable, or, like, their backliners would be unkillable, we would never really all be going on one person. We just have a really bad selection. Because, like, this Osiris, he felt unkillable, but, like, if he was, like, one of our carriers, obviously he has Tether and Bumbas. But like, if I was ever around him and just sundered him, he would get instantly blown up by Bera.
Yep.
But we would never actually kill a frontliner or a backliner. We were just always split. That was like a really big issue. On top of getting like massively comped, if I feel like.
Yep.
We definitely had some mistakes, including me. I think I had like at least like 4 or 5 ints this weekend. Not a good look. But
that's a normal amount for me in a weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. This is usually I don't have this many ints. I don't like this week was definitely the most ints by far, but yeah, I think we just really just came down to like bad target selection and comp diff.
Yep.
Well, clearly you can int this many times and still win. So maybe next week you step up those ints.
Right.
You got to find the threshold on how many is the most you can have and still win. And then that way that's invaluable information for you to have.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, you gotta experiment a little bit.
I think we're already there. I think that was our amount because we got so lucky with those wins.
Well, Barra, we don't know, right? Like, maybe one more time.
I think that is probably, like, the worst we could have played probably in win, right?
Yeah. Like...
Too easy.
We got super lucky. Laz saved a few of our games. Finn saved...
Dude, Lazgo was going off this weekend.
Yeah, I think he saved our King set, right?
Yeah, he had a really sick Phoenix play as well.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was just going off, man. You can't be giving him anything, honestly.
True.
Too easy for you guys.
Today was
quick, huh? 2-2-0s. I said they were done with the broadcast by like 5 o'clock or something like that. It was like 4:45 when I saw the last tweet go out, and I was kind of thinking like, damn, I wasn't there for the fast one. Like, you get one really fast day every couple weeks, and that was clearly today.
Yeah.
Dragon's Valks just not close.
No. Valks did not play well.
I think the second game was kind of close, right?
For Valks?
Yeah. I remember I woke up and I looked at it and they were losing some fights. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong though. I was a little bit, you know.
That was a groggy. Long time ago for me, so I just remember them being like complete stomped.
Okay. How about Scarab's King?
Yeah, Johnny was like picking up kills on Apollo, but Zeros and Emma were getting so far behind off that. You're right.
Johnny played Apollo jungle?
Yeah, game two, I think. He played Kali and then
this,
Apollo.
What is this? The lead up to season 7 worlds? What world are we living in where Apollo... Yeah.
I think
Apollo jungle. Maybe, I guess.
I mean, you know, it's a Valks pick, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll put it that way. It's a Valks pick.
Yeah.
How about Scarab's Kings? What happened there?
Scarabs just did not play well. There's the Scarabs that play against Dragons, and then there's the Scarabs that play against, like, the other top teams sometimes, and then, you know, that is what it is. I mean, they just did not look good. Like,
how are they going to play against us next week?
We'll find out. Well, how are we going to play next week?
True.
Might be pushing that.
You know, hopefully this is our lowest point.
Yeah. I mean, if we go 2-0 on our lowest point, we're feeling pretty good, honestly.
Dude, you guys played against the Kings and the Titans. Like, those are two top teams. Like, you couldn't have played that badly and still won.
Well, we have a pretty high standard, I feel like, now. And, like, we know the level that we can hit, and that was probably on the lower end.
Yeah.
Sure. As a team.
I don't think our team fights have ever been, like, that scrappy or messy. I mean, we like to fight scrappy, but normally there's, like, a bit more cohesion going on.
Yeah, I feel like it just, like, came down to target selection, to be honest.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that was, like, this is, like, the week where we had, like, probably the poorest target selection.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably would have felt, like, way better if we just, like, chose someone to kill.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, unlucky. And that's a good one, too. Yeah, lots of...
Dude, the one earlier was better.
Yeah, I saw... I can tell when they're good because, like, I only see it out of the corner of my eye, and then I see you laughing, Haddix. All I can see on my phone is Haddix and me, and Bear
is,
like...
This is a private conversation between me and you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Bear isn't here. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, except for when he's telling me that he can't take me seriously because it's like I'm in a bathroom or something like that.
I mean, it looks
definitely
like a bathroom.
Definitely, yeah. I gotta tell my friend to put some stuff up on the walls. Yeah,
when you're like sitting down, the camera's like angled up. It's like you might be like on the toilet just talking to us.
I might be.
Well, yeah, you're just like, yo, what's up? Yeah.
The only thing he has on his wall is this Milwaukee Bucks little banner. He's a big Bucks fan. So
nice,
beautiful.
That's all he's got. All right, a little bit of a jank episode this week, but I'm glad we got it in. Before we go, I have to buy some time as I usually do to think of a random question. But any, like, give me the biggest, I don't know, meta surprise or meta shift from this week. If you had to pick one, like anything that caught you off guard, Barry, that you weren't expecting.
Sobek's lame. Sobek's stupid.
Well, that's not a surprise at all. We've
don't
been
play
knowing
that character.
Sobek's stupid. We've been knowing Sobek sucks, like, or to play against. Like, we've been knowing that. That's not a surprise at all.
But in that game, when Alatek came for 70 at 12 minutes, I mean, no one's really enjoying that.
Surely Harry was.
Sobek is.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I did say Artemis was OP, so I can't be shocked by that. Okay. Leviathans are going to play what Leviathans have been playing for a long time. Not surprised by that. Yeah, I don't think there was really anything really, like, shocking. Maybe...
I think it was mainly the backliners. Just, like, Hebo, Artemis is what surprised me the most, for sure.
And watching, how much damage they were doing?
Yeah, those guys slap.
Watching Haddix disappear with 300 of each prot was kind of surprising.
Bro, I had Bulwark, Mantle, and I would step into one CC and I would just evaporate. That was crazy.
I'm guessing you're getting sundered at least once, maybe double sundered off that?
You don't even need to be sundered to instantly die to that, honestly. It's crazy.
Oh, I will say the lack of CCR, I feel like...
Yeah,
crowd controls last way longer on tanks now, and I feel like a lot of tank players aren't used to it.
Good. That's
I mean, losing tank boots in CCR definitely changes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara's getting an extra damage item.
Definitely. Absolutely. All right. Random question of the week.
Pog?
I thought of a bad one, but this is all I got because, you know, I'm on vacation mode still for this episode. I've got a 12-hour drive coming up this week. I don't know how many road trips you guys took as kids, but we took a decent amount. We were lucky enough to go on a couple of vacations, driving down to North Carolina and Florida and that kind of stuff. Did you guys... I always like to do a lot of reading in the car because I could read when I was younger and while in the car. I know that makes some people car sick. I get kind of car sick when I do it now, so I don't read a whole lot. But I've been listening to a lot of podcasts during the drive. Feel like I can't really listen to too much music because I get a little like bored.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do during the long car trips, either like now or when you were a kid, in order to pass the time? Haddix, we'll start with you. We'll let Barry.
Yeah,
go.
Sorry, it's actually me first.
Sorry, I'll say I'm not here anyways. Actually, you guys.
Yeah, exactly. This is
carry on.
Man. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had to drive down here because I have a cat. And like all my stuff. So it was like I think it was like a 14-15 hour drive or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to my dad the whole time. But if I wasn't talking to my dad, I'd probably just be listening to music, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm kind of, you know, like music's kind of like my copium. I know, I live off of music, so I'd be fine like writing the whole time, just listening to music.
Wow, I feel like I'm starting to fall asleep by listening to music for too long. Oh, I froze. You love to see it. Right?
that one's a good one though. You look good in it.
Oh, it's a selfie, actually.
Yeah,
no problem.
That's his Twitter profile picture right there.
Make sure you're checking for that one. It won't be there, I promise. Barry, what about for you?
When I was younger, definitely like Game Boy esque. Yep. You know, we got the Game Boy Color with the light coming over. And I would basically just rotate between playing anything on like a handheld device, then music, and then sleeping.
Yes, dude. I am so good at sleeping in the car.
Dude, it's great.
You're driving, though.
Well, yeah, if I'm driving, I can't. But like,
well, that's fine.
Well, yeah, that's fine. You just drive.
Well, yeah, but then you have to. But what do you do when you drive, though?
Go to sleep.
You go to sleep. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Have you driven any like long car rides as an adult, Barry?
Driving for them? So I came back to my apartment. First time I got an apartment, I was coming back Friday morning, I think, and I was very hungover, and that was not a fun drive. I was literally driving
How far was it?
I think it was an 8-hour drive, and I left at like 6 or 7 in the morning to get there by the time that the like front desk or whatever would have the keys for me.
Yep.
Because we were moving in that next like Saturday morning or something. So fun time for me. But I literally just opened the windows and blasted music at like 90% the whole way home so I could stay awake and like stay focused while driving. It was awful.
That's what Mike told me he did one time. He was like, yeah, I just opened my windows whenever I was driving on the highway at like 70 miles an hour.
It keeps you focused for some reason. It keeps you like readily like re-alerting yourself. Like, I don't know.
It's like fresh air and it's like blasting out your ears, right? If you're on the highway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the highway or just like normal driving?
Yeah, on the highway. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the highway definitely would keep you awake. Like, that wind is loud.
100%. Yeah, you're blowing your eardrums out. Dude, yeah. I remember one of the most fun road trips I've ever had was driving down for the launch tournament with my friends. We drove from Pittsburgh to Georgia. But I slept like almost all of it anyways, because everyone, they were like blasting music, yelling, that kind of stuff. I was chilling. I'm a good car sleeper for sure when I'm not driving, for the record. But of course, I'm going to be listening to all the great shows on the Prediction Show Network. Make sure you guys are checking them out and giving us a rating as well. That really helps out. Again, head over to manscaped.com/back. Or if you're from the future, first of all, tell me your lottery numbers if you can somehow communicate with the past. And secondly, use code BLINE at Manscaped. That's BLINE for 20% off and free shipping. Big shout out to Manscaped for sponsoring the podcast. Very much appreciate it. Barra, thanks so much for being the technical wizard. Do you want to do all this moving forward? Do you want to be able to organize it for me? Or
I will be very busy streaming beforehand, so I unluckily cannot do this ever again.
Right.
Dude, no way it was that hard.
It was not.
So unlucky.
It was actually it was very easy. I thought it was going to be way harder.
No, it's actual. They make it really easy for sure. But it makes me feel better if it's hard for you so that I feel smart. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
super hard for me. I don't know how I was able to do it.
Should I say the bye this time around since you're the one doing the streaming? Or is it still on you?
I feel like you do owe me. So, wait.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Go do your thing that you always do.
Yeah. Oh, nailed it. Very good. Thanks for watching and listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.